Gene, you got something to say, Gene? Okay, Eliza. Aaron. Got a question, Aaron? Okay, Leon. Hello? Yeah, speak. Go.
Hello?
Ask your question. You got to go, right, Ion? Got to go any second?
Do.
All right, forget it. Thanks a lot. Which song would you like me to play, Ion? What do we go out on? We got here Boney, Fetty Wap.
The Humpty Dance.
I don't see that. I'll have to wait for that. There's Fetty Wap, Trap Queen, Boney M., Rivers of Babylon. Was there anything else? Conjure Sacrifice.
After that, Humpty Dance.
Putting on the Ritz. Give me another one.
The lip sync one.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Abby, okay, I got that. Jacobson's. Here we go. Okay, with the sound. Get that there. Thanks for showing up, Ion. Thanks for telling us so much great stuff.
It's our great fun. We see this same bad time, same bad station.
Right. Okay. On to the next part. Put the sound in. Stop that. Click this off. Sound down. Unmute everybody.
All participants are now unmuted.
Everybody should be unmuted. Why not?
All participants are now unmuted.
Okay, so that was excellent Ion dialogue. Now we have to do McLuhan, but Bert will not be here tonight. I do with Bert and Roxy. Is Roxy here? I don't see Roxy obviously here. So, has anybody got anything to talk about?
Hello?
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 Bob?
Everybody say hello to him.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hello.
Talk.
Hello.
Speak.
Hello.
Oh, he's annoying.
Hello.
Bob, can you talk more about Olofana?
About what?
Olofana.
Get off your speakerphone. Make your phone clear.
Yeah, I'm not on speakerphone.
I'm on my
microphone. Is it too loud?
It's slightly blurred, so I don't know what you're saying. You want me to talk about what?
Olof Palme, the man I asked Ion about.
Oh, yeah, Olof Palme. Well, Benny Brussel LaRouche did an analysis of why he was assassinated. May Brussel liked him. LaRouche didn't like him. They both thought he was assassinated and both laid out a case overlapping similar people caused it, but for different support structures. And I don't remember the details of what they were, but it was a big deal in 86.
Okay. So you have no memory of it yourself?
No, I was not involved with it. was 1986. There was Chernobyl that year. LaRouche got arrested that year. Iran-Contra, Danny somebody's, the Christie Institute surfaced. There was a lot of other interesting stories that happened in 86. Beter described his gold deal. I got involved with a gold deal with Beter in Christmas 86. There were so many people who had been killed up to the point of all of Palmy that it was kind of boring. Oh, just another guy. By then, politics didn't mean much. Prime minister positions didn't mean much. So I remember not putting much interest in it.
Yeah, I just think that it was in Europe it mattered.
Maybe. Something mattered to somebody.
Yeah.
But Ion says he's coming back, so everything's okay. Turns out he faked his death. Maybe that's why I didn't show any interest. I had an intuition that something else was going on.
You were going to meet him second time around, yeah?
Beg your pardon?
You were going to meet him second time around.
I was going to meet him second time around. I don't know what's happening second time around. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Next time I want to ask him more about if there were stand-ins and all of that. It could be interesting for people here to know.
Right. No, that's good.
What else has been happening this night or morning?
Well, many, many topics. You want me to list off the topics? I got to finish my broadcast of Ion stuff from August 6th. So where were we? We had one more broadcast. Where was that? Let's see. There it is. Okay. So we did up to 5906. So then we go to 127.16. Okay. Okay, I'm going to play one more little 3-minute excerpt that Ion gave us a couple days ago. Okay, right there. Well, that didn't work. Gotta wait 15 seconds. Okay, here we go.
It's a front for Carolyn. So maybe this is the final question. It doesn't have to be. In the Bible, it's talking about Israel, and it's not talking about the land in Palestine. It's talking about the spiritual one percenters, and that's why we are doing, going backwards through the Bible to the Garden of Eden as Israel. That's the Ionet, so to speak, right? That's what Israel refers to.
Yeah, we sent you the Reba McGuire song, People Who Are Not. Did you get that?
Oh, there was the People Who Are Not, Karen. We had a bunch of questions about that, the People Who Are Not.
That's that version. And we had to go all the way back to the Case Center, back to the 80s to get that for you, Bob. Just
back to the what?
80s.
Yeah. 80s.
It's right here.
Right. But the Hebrewoid Samaritans, are they the people who were not?
No, he were not.
Right. And that is what is Israel in the Old Testament, is the people who are not, correct?
And you, and, yes.
Yeah, and so we are unfolding towards the Garden of Eden, doing the Old Testament backwards, moving through the park.
You are a peculiar people who are not.
Right, and that's why you sort of are explaining why Bob is the way he is, in a way you hadn't said it before.
That's a fool's errand, but yes, in essence, that's true.
Right, so as we go back...
So are we Israelis?
Yes, we are the real spiritual people.
No, you are people who are not Israelis.
Not Israelis, correct. We are, but the word Israel refers to the people who are not as we reascend.
Did you listen to the song?
Not yet, but okay. We will. But the if we go back towards Garden of Eden, what will be a telling of the Moses scenario where Moses creates the laws again? I assume we will be involved in that.
Laws. There won't be laws. You won't need laws.
There will be a press conference, though.
Typically, you're so busy denying yourself, you won't care what anybody else thinks.
Will we have...
Okay, there's the exciting final description of who the people who are not are. So, what do you think of that, Ginny? It's been clarified, finally, Israel.
I just missed it, Bob. I literally put down the phone for 5 minutes to make some tea and came back and you had played it.
I'll do it again. It's important.
Okay, thank you.
Here we have the description of who the people who are not. The people who are not. Okay, so I think we're ready to go. 127:17. I ask, who are the people who are...
No, okay. So maybe this is the final question. It doesn't have to be. In the Bible, it's talking about Israel. And it's not talking about the land in Palestine. It's talking about the spiritual one percenters. And that's why we are going backwards through the Bible to the Garden of Eden as Israel. That's the Ionet, so to speak, right? That's what Israel refers to.
Yeah, we sent you the Reba McGuire song, People Who Are Not. Did you get that?
Oh. There was the People Who Are Not, Karen. We had a bunch of questions about that. The people who are not.
That's that version. We had to go all the way back to the case to the back to the 80s. Get that for you, Bob. Just
back to the what?
80s.
Eighties.
It's right here.
Right, but the Hebrewoid Samaritans, are they the people who were not?
No, you were not.
Right, and that is what is Israel in the Old Testament, is the people who are not, correct?
And you,
and
yes.
Yeah, and so we are unfolding towards the Garden of Eden, doing the Old Testament backwards, moving through the park.
You are a peculiar people who are not.
Right, and that's why you sort of are explaining why Bob is the way he is, in a way you hadn't said it before.
That's a fool's errand, but yes, in essence, that's true.
Right, so... As we go back...
So are we Israelis?
Yes, we are the real spiritual people.
No, you are people who are not Israelis.
Not Israelis, correct. We are, but the word Israel refers to the people who are not as we reascend.
Did you listen to the song?
Not yet, but we will. But the as we go back... towards Garden of Eden, what will be a telling of the Moses scenario where Moses creates the laws again? I assume we will be involved with that.
There won't be laws. There won't be laws. You won't need laws.
There will be a press conference, though.
Typically, you're so busy providing yourself, you won't care what anybody else is talking.
Will we have gone step?
Okay. Did you get that, Ginny? Will we replay it for you?
Yes, I did. I did. Yep.
It seems
very
to me
good.
That the spiritual Israel in the Old Testament. Ian says the Israelis just showed up lately when they got the country, so it's not that Israel, not the Israelis. So Israel is the people who are not. What do you think of that?
I think that's pretty good. I think that's pretty good. That actually is pretty accurate, you know, biblically. So, yeah, I'd say so.
So that's why, you know, when we go back and redo the Bible, redo everything, work towards the Garden of Eden, it'll be odd because it'll reflect the people who are not doing it. See, that's how you can understand that all these movements that were in the Old Testament.
Okay.
So we're going to make Moses will do his thing, but it'll be different. He won't make laws.
Right. Is Ion still here?
No, Ion left at 8.
The actual statement in Genesis is, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Yes.
So the understanding about walking with the people who are not, or the people who walk with God and are not, are they, you know, transition, they zip off to a parallel world, or they go someplace else. So they're here and then they're not.
We did a whole bunch on Enoch and Elijah and Ezekiel, the difference the other night. Let me just see, where was that? Which recording was that? Enoch didn't really get as far as Ezekiel. Ezekiel made himself eternal. Enoch just got zapped into another world. And,
yes,
that
would sound right. I mean, as far as, like, you know, if Ezekiel himself eternal, that's new information, I think, because I think the only one who was ever considered to have made themselves eternal was Jesus.
Oh, okay, because you got blipped out. Could you state what you said last minute again?
I said the information that Ezekiel made himself eternal is new information. That's Ion knowledge.
Yes.
Because it is considered in the Bible that the only person who made themselves eternal was Jesus. I mean, Melchizedek was eternal, but Melchizedek came eternal in
right.
the story. So that's different, you know. So, if Ezekiel made himself eternal, that's pretty cool. And then Enoch walking with God and was not means, like you said, he zipped off to a parallel world. But that doesn't necessarily guarantee his eternalness, is what you're saying?
Yes, I don't know if he's eternal. Everybody's eternal anyways, but on the little man level, he may not be eternal. He just is known for being zapped, and I guess people saw him got zapped and abducted. And that's why he's significant, but not on the eternity level. Ezekiel is important there.
So you're saying that Israel, which is usually considered in the Bible the remnant, you know, which Ion did talk about the remnant in one of my sessions, but the Israel's considered the remnant of God's people that are scattered all over and are drawn together. And so now you're saying instead of the remnant, they're the people who are not.
He did say the word remnant somewhere last week. In passing, he said the remnant. So I think that's a term for the people who are not. If Israel means, and this can be asked, anybody could ask this again, does Israel... the spiritual Israel refer to the people who are not. That's what I got from our last conversation. Might have been misinterpreted, but it was a new definition.
No, I think
the people
cool.
who are not Yeah, the people who are not denying goes on about are the ones that are ascending.
Yes, and the people who are not, and also the remnant, because the remnant are the ones who ascend.
Yeah. So in that's the term for the people who are not.
Yes, so it would make sense, yeah. Very cool, Bob. Nice.
Yeah, we released some very good information tonight. It was a good session the other day. The where do I get that? Right here. The we played we talked about the data. No, it wasn't. We didn't broadcast that part. Yeah, we talked about Puerto Rico, the Mexican crisis. Definitely, no, we didn't play that. I don't know what we played.
I
played a bunch of stuff.
Played a bunch of stuff. I'll have to go back and listen to the part that we missed. But I thought John asked good questions too, Bob.
No, that was really good. No, what John did was perfect. But I don't know why I can't. Well, maybe it was the other one. I'm just looking at my inventories of what I played. I played a lot. No, it was all from August 6th. So I played a lot of stuff. So try to hear everything I played.
Okay, very good.
In my inventory is a lot of stuff I didn't play, but for some reason I can't figure out what we did play. I don't know. The sealed book, did we talk about that? No. I can't figure out what we played, but it was good.
All right, well, I'll go back through and listen.
So what we have to do now is see whether we're going to do McClune or not. Maybe not, unless Roxana shows up, but I usually like to do it with Bert. And he can't make it tonight, so maybe not likely.
Okay.
Going to do it. So that leaves us with nothing planned. Who is going to lead into some new something in conversation? Anybody got anything to say?
Are the Evergreens still around?
No, they stopped in 2004, and then the channel Michael Blake Reed for them died in 2013.
Oh wow, okay. I was just listening to some way you posted up on the blog yesterday or whenever it was.
Yes,
interesting stuff.
Yeah, and is this who's speaking?
This is Charlie.
All right. Yeah, there's. If you look on the Bob, Ian and Bob, there's a whole bunch of Evergreen stuff that I played from BobFest, which is all laid out there in one section. So there's a lot of Evergreen stuff you can listen to.
They go into some pretty specific details on things. I was surprised.
Well, they are the best medium that ever was, probably, that I knew of. And I used them for 24 years. Greg Sanders used them. And they were the best. And then Ion came along and completed them, completed the Evergreens. But the Evergreens are very impressive for the little man, for
information. Has Ion ever commented on Abraham Hicks?
Yes, Ian is not impressed with Edgar Casey or Abrahams or the Evergreens. Ian's not impressed with anybody because that's just channeling.
Yeah.
Ian is not channeling. Ian is the guff. That's what we played, Ginny. We played the explanation of the guff as an environment. Ion as environment. That was played. That was really important.
Okay, well, that'll be great.
Yeah, on the definition of Ion.
All right, I'll go look at that for sure.
People make the mistake, Charlie, that Ion is a channeled phenomenon. No, Ion is way beyond that.
Hello?
But within channel information. What? Somebody saying something?
Hello?
Somebody said hello.
Fuck you. Who are you saying hello for? Let's find out who that is and mute them. Come on, say your hello again, please.
Hello.
Do it again.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Aaron.
Right, are you saying hello?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, did you call out my name?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, sorry I was sleeping. I fell asleep.
Well, how do you know we called out your name then?
Because I woke up as you were calling out my name.
And then you were saying hello, and we kept saying hello, and then you couldn't hear us?
No. See, I was on speakerphone, so by the time I picked up my microphone, it's like you guys like had moved on or something.
Yes, but then you went hello, hello, hello for a minute.
Yeah, because I don't know. I think I was just like talking in my sleep. I just woke up.
Okay. All right. So
is Ion still around?
No. Ion leaves around 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I had a
what
pretty,
we're doing.
Yeah, I had a pretty interesting experience I wanted to share with him, but he's gone, so I'll talk to him next week, I guess.
Yeah, you can do it next week.
Okay.
So, who were you liking? You were liking the Evergreens?
Yeah, it was great. I think I listened to all of them. Well, then all
Wait,
the ones I posted anyway.
That's not Aaron. That's Charlie saying that.
Yeah. I thought you were talking to me. Sorry.
Oh, you listen to all of them. No, it is good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, up to a point.
Yeah, it was really good.
But, you know, that's before the end of the world. Now the world's ended and we're in a new dimension. It's a new level of communication required.
Multi-sensuous communication.
Nah, you don't need to describe
that's
it.
Your,
you just have to show up and
quote.
Do it.
That's your quote.
Yeah, well, that's old pre-ion talk.
That's the funniest thing about listening to the old episodes when you talk to you now, and it's two different people, totally.
Yeah, that's right.
It really is.
Yeah,
I
arrived. I completed what I've been talking about for decades. I completed it.
Certainly seems
not the real deal. Yeah.
Just set the intent and run.
It's been it's been a 6-year victory lap. 7? Yeah, 6-year victory lap. That's what it's been. Still going.
Have you guys been doing payday for that long?
No, I've just been engaging Ion for 6 years. That's
the
victory lap.
So what did you guys see the other night when he showed you down the hallway?
Talking about Ion? November 27th?
Yeah,
20,
yeah, when you guys went on 14? Webcam with him?
Went where?
Didn't you guys go on webcam with him and he was showing you down the hallway? I don't know if this was older that I was listening to or not. Supposedly
yeah,
showed
yeah,
you down
the
hallway
happened.
And it looked like...
An hour and a half watching the hologram of Ion talk to us about all kinds of things.
That's
he showed us a hallway. We didn't go down it. He also showed us parallel worlds from another world to a third world, not from our world. He showed us those stripes
on
visual
like?
Manifestation. But
what did it look like?
Cheapo stripes. Like someone held up a abstract painting over the camera real close. It's just weird pastel stripes. And they were rift riding channels from one world to another, not involved with the world we were looking at it from. So that was interesting. And then it showed us an actual route to a parallel world. That was an hour later. And there was the regular factory wall, and then there was another wall inside the room a bit. And we would go down that wall. If we did, we would have gone down there, become 8 inches high, and then gone into another world. So he showed us the non-visible wall on the inside. It would not be visible to anybody else. And we saw it.
Willy Wonka factory over there.
What?
I said he's called the Wonka factory over there.
I described the Wonka factory, maybe.
A little bit. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
Well, there's a lot more going on. What did they do in the Wonka factory?
Well, you've seen Willy Wonka, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't know if I saw it. I just saw maybe an excerpt of Gene Wilder singing or something. Is that?
Yeah, they have a bunch of doorways they go down. They get smaller and smaller and smaller, and then they finally step through the last one, and it's a huge room.
No, I never saw the whole movie. I don't know what it's about, but I saw an expert. I know of it. But
yeah, check it out sometime. It's worth seeing.
Yeah, it might be a nice metaphor, but no metaphors apply. Things are always changing and unfolding and changing and becoming. Every 8 days is a world in itself. And it comes and goes.
I forgot to ask him about phonetics. I didn't mean to do.
Phonetics?
He said for the phonetics, yeah. He said for the little man, language creates its reality. And I was curious how much that has to do with actual words or how much it has to do with, like, the tonality of the actual phonetics used in the words that I just spaced it. I forgot about it tonight.
Okay, could you do that again?
I'm curious. Last week I'd asked Ion how much language has to do with the human being's ability to create, and he said for the little man it's all language. And I meant to ask him if, as far as language is concerned, if it's the actual words they use or it's the tonal phonetics that make up the words.
Right.
I'm just curious about that.
Good. Anybody got anything else to say?
Can you hear me, Bob?
Yes.
I went in Wednesday and got a blood test, so I'm going to get the results next week. That'll be the first blood test that I've gotten since I've been on the drops. So we'll see if anything shows up. I was going to ask Ryan if I got on what to look for.
Okay.
So. One other thing. When I studied the Bible, Dr. Murray, the guy I studied with, the thing that he hammered on more than anything else was the word chosen. He explained to me and I guess others who were listening that we were the chosen people. So would you want me to come on and talk to Ian about that, or would you ask him about that? Who are the chosen people?
No, you can ask him that.
Yeah, Pastor Murray always said there were 7,000 chosen. I asked him, when I first started talking to him, I tried to get him to talk about it. It's in Ezekiel. The Lord told Ezekiel that he always has 7,000 men who will not bend the knee to Baal on earth at all times. Ezekiel was crying that he was alone. All the other prophets had been killed, and he was alone. And the Lord said, no, you're not alone. I always have 7,000 at all times that will not bow a knee to Baal. And that, from that, Dr. Murray said all through the following all the way to the New Testament, Revelation, all that. And the word chosen is repeatedly
well, you can ask Diane about all that.
Okay. All right. That's it for me.
Okay.
Hey, Bob.
Okay, well, I'm going to play. Yes.
Hey, Bob, I was wondering if you could help me out a little bit. Since Ion is not around right now.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you about, like, you know, my parallel, like, world experience. I don't know if you can answer my question.
Neither do I.
Okay, should I,
no,
should I ask
whether
you,
I can
okay,
answer.
Should I ask you the question then?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, you know, as I was explaining, I had like one like parallel world experience. Well, like a week ago, I had another one, but I spent about more than 30 minutes in this parallel world. So basically, when I was in this parallel world or reality, I was trying to figure out where I was. And when I looked up on the sky, I saw five full moons and two suns, two stars, and
yeah,
a very distant, basically celestial event like a supernova or something. So that's how I remember where I was. And so should I ask Ion, like, what planet I was on? Because I remember those.
Of course. You could ask
okay.
Ion anything about it. You know,
right. But I just wasn't sure, like, you know, what's appropriate.
Well, don't
to
be.
Ask.
I'm telling everybody to ask anything.
Okay. Yeah, because this time I spent more than 30 minutes, and I was able to feel the force of wind and the touch of water, and you know, and basically, you know, I visited more than just my parents. So I'm just wondering, like, why am I having this experience where I keep going back to this other universe and spending more and more time there?
You see how your mind has to have a reason? So you have these great experiences, and you're worrying about what your mind has to say.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it because I'm enjoying the experience. But I'm just wondering, like, like, why back to that particular universe, you know, where, you know, I'm visiting not only my parents, but other people now as well. And I'm having, like, I don't know, I'm just, it's experience is getting deeper and deeper than just communicating with people. It's like feeling objects, looking at symbols, and being able to remember, like, celestial objects by looking up in the sky. So I was just wondering if, you know, if Ion might be able to help me figure out, like, you know,
probably.
If there's any significance.
You don't have to wonder too much. You just have to perform.
Okay.
You just have to ask Ion all about it. Sounds
okay.
Pretty good?
All right.
Yeah, you don't have to wonder too much.
Okay, I'll ask him next week because I am, you know, quite curious about where I was since I remember the celestial objects now in the sky. So maybe he can help me figure out what planet I was on. So,
well, you don't know what you were on. Ion calls it. He names it by number. You might say you were from World 1135.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you help me explain, like, okay, you know, there's, I don't know, you know, if you, there's like that many worlds with that many celestial objects or something like that, like five moons and two stars or, you know,
Yeah.
Okay.
You're babbling. And don't say, I don't know, as you babble. That's stupid. I don't know. You know, I got like, there's five moons. I don't know, like three moons. I don't know. Get that out of your speech habit.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so I think I'll play a little music, see how many people drop off, see who's left, see what people can think of talking about.
Can you hear
Maybe
me
I'll
now,
play
Bob?
Evergreens. Yes, I can hear you. Yes, Gene.
Finally. Okay. I'm here and awake.
Yeah, what happened? Tried to get you in there at the end, and you couldn't.
I got new headphones, but I think I was having similar issues that Humpty was, and making sure that I had all my input volumes were increased up. There's multiple volumes I have to take care of now. It sounds like similar to what you have to do when you play a recording.
Right. It's not too hard, but so
I
did,
sound okay though, and there's no reverb or no
yeah.
feedback.
It's good. And what,
good.
Who was it? Sip, Humpty. How come they? I couldn't hear them.
I think he possibly could be having the same issues I was, where his, you have to make sure your headphone is set so that your input is choosing your headphone rather than the sound on your computer.
Right.
And
complex.
Yeah,
it's complex.
Yes. You have to go several settings. Settings for the headset, settings for the computer.
Right. Okay.
But that's
so,
just a guess.
Yes. I'm going to play some music, take a break here. There was one song I didn't play during the first hour, so let's hear that one. That was a nice song. That was Lindy Ortega doing a number called Ashes. So what do we got here? So, Charlie, you were listening to the Evergreen stuff. Did you hear the panel with Marshall McLuhan, Nelson Rockefeller, Ezra Pound, Tesla, Edison?
Oh, no, I missed that one. That one sounds good.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I played it during Bob Fest, because I'm looking at the Ian and Bob site, and he's got all the stuff listed. What is this? Looking at that one. It looks like he doesn't have. Have you listened to all of them?
I think so. Maybe one or two of them I haven't heard yet. But yeah, there's a lot of JFK stuff. Did you guys ever get in trouble for that?
No.
Okay.
No. We played the panel, and Marshall Duchamp, Peter Beter, President Eisenhower, Jiddu Krishnamurti, and Marshall McLuhan. I think we played that a couple weeks ago. The other panel is pretty interesting. Does anybody remember if it was played on Bob Fest? Nobody recalls it? It's analyzing the mind of LaRouche and going through the history of physics. We have Kepler, Einstein, Edison, Nelson Rockefeller, Ezra Pound, Marshall McLuhan. That might be
Tesla?
A good thing to play. What?
That'd be awesome. Did you say Tesla, too?
Yeah, so what would happen is I get into it, and then people would come in and say they wanted to contribute. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so because Edison came in and contributed, the Evergreen said, well, we've got to hear, if you're going to have Edison, you got to have Tesla. So Tesla came in. So I'm trying to just check where was that? What was the date? And how come that didn't get played during Bob Fest? Anybody here remember hearing that panel? Doesn't look like anybody.
Hear me, Bob? Why can't you hear me?
You're really
can't really
quiet.
Hear you. You can speak louder. Why are you so low?
I don't know. I'm still figuring this out. I'm increasing my volume.
What's your name?
Hey. This is Jean.
I guess you
are you on a
system.
Are you on a computer microphone?
Is this any better?
No.
Dang it.
He's asking if you're on a computer microphone.
I have headphones connected to a computer, and I'm using SIP, but I'm having problems with the input volume.
Are you using Windows 10?
No, I'm on a MacBook.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't know Macs.
But I was just sounding great before the music, apparently, and now I'm not very loud, Bob?
No, you're not.
I've got all my volume up. I do not remember hearing that on Bobcast, Bob.
Yeah, I'm looking. It doesn't look he has not listed, and I think Ed has listed pretty well everything that was done on BotFest, and that's not there, so we should play that. It's September 8th, 95. Let's see. The one I played a couple weeks ago was April 18th, 95, and then this is September. Oh, yeah, it's LaRouche's birthday, September 8th, 95. And I wanted to analyze LaRouche's physics and his thinking. So I brought in the history of physics thinkers, including poetic physics, Ezra Pound, financial physics, the financial control of science. So I brought in Nelson Rockefeller for that. And McLuhan for political science. So we will go over to my iTunes. I got all the evergreens, all 64 sessions or so are right there on my computer. So we get down to September.
A few weeks ago, I remember you played a panel of something.
Yeah, that was Marsha McLuhan, Dr. Beter, Krishnamurti, Marcel Duchamp, and then Eisenhower requested to be part of it.
Yeah, it was that.
So here we are, September 8th, 95. I assume it would be this one. Let's just click on it and move it forward. See, get in position. That's open. Sound is open. What I'll do is I'll wait a couple of minutes because it's just coming up the top of the hour, so we don't want it to be blipped out. So I'll probably play one more song before we get into it.
Can I ask you a question about this, about something I came across in one of McLuhan's articles?
Yeah.
I brought this up a while ago, but we never went into it. It was about hybridization or hybrid energy.
Yes.
So let me just read this. McLuhan considers one of the most common causes of break boundaries in any system to be cross-fertilization or hybridization, which is when two or more mediums or processes come together, and that's an event which releases great new force and energy. And when I read that, it made me think of Coldplay, because he goes on to say these explosive hybridizations occur when a society is moving from one dominant medium to another, as in the transition from orality to literacy that unleashed modernism in the Western world, and the transition from literacy to electronic media that is today transforming our world. So that's what it made me think of, Coldplay. I was wondering what you had to say on it.
Well, McLuhan, he had this sentence, when information is brushed against information, the results are often startling and effective. So that's a good generalization of the mixture of elements. So, you know, primitive science, they mixed this and that. Then different civilizations refined what they mixed. And then ion comes in to know what to mix to make the most astounding effect. So all creativity is a mixing of cliches and archetypes, or hybrid energies, or mixtures of things. It's relationships between factors. So no creativity operates by itself. It's a process of interaction. So McLuhan is right. As far as he says it, you know, yeah, it's hybrid energies. Quadrophenia is like hybrid media, hybrid energies, hybrid being states of the four bodies, mixtures of different ratios. Yeah, think of mixtures of different ratios. That's hybrids.
Mm-hmm. So, like the electricity that we use today, that would be one dominant medium, and we're moving to another dominant medium, which will be Coldplay.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like